But to think that up until the present time that we've had so much opposition, you see, there were two thought one way and then there'd be one thought different. But to think that a thing like this could happen, everybody could come together so quick.
To think that a thing like that could happen and catch them kind of off the guard, that's what I think about it. They ought to have known what Japan did for Russia in 1904. They'd already attacked them and did all the damage they could before they declared war. They might have known to do the same thing again. You don't have to, if a dog bites you once, you don't trust him next time, sure.
Well, there's just one thing that I wish had happened. And I think under circumstances, since this is a record-breaking affair, that they should have taken old Kurisu and his partner over here holding up the works like they have. In fact, they've stalled the Congress and the President. And just going along, pleading for time, and say in the meantime, bound to have known just what was going on. I think they should have taken them jokers out there this morning, or yesterday, soon. Immediately after he handed over this note to Hull, and tied him behind an automobile, and started up and down Pennsylvania Avenue at about, we'd say, 5 or 6, 7 miles an hour.
It'd been all right if our ambassador had gotten home, all our people had gone out of Japan at that time, but you kind of hate they'd put a worse penalty on America, yeah, we were there, that's the only question.
But it never has. The American people have never done a thing like that.
I know, but they'd have the same chance that our ambassador there, you see. He's still there. He hadn't gone out either, see.
But if you took a fellow that's dirty enough to down here and do a thing like that, ain't no telling what he'd do over there.
No.
Just give him a halfway chance. That's what you got to put up with.
Well, it's an all-time record. The thing that's going to do me most good is when I know that the British, Russian, and American long-range bombers, Russia's got enough of them over there to Siberia and around to work on too.
Yeah, if Russia comes in there, I suppose they will, long as
they're bound to now. You see,
American Eastland Aid there.
You see, they're bound to now because look what Hitler's doing. He's pulling his forces back. He says he's up against it until spring, you see.
He might be.
And they're backing all the time. The radio says so today. They're backing. And Russia is pushing them right on.
That's another strategic move that he's got in mind. He's either going to try to invade Britain or England, or else he's going down into to Africa, put his troops in there and leave enough men there to keep to defend what they've already taken from Russia if they can, and then go down into
Africa. They can't defend it if it takes much time. But we're going to have to fight Hitler, you see, right on.
Well, they might have stronger defenses back the way if they move back farther, you know, maybe keep retreating back slowly and give Hitler a chance to pull his troops out and go into Africa or else invade Britain or England.
Well, I just don't think they can whoop the whole John Brown bunch. That's what I feel about it.
Well, I don't think Japan will last a long time. I don't think they had any chance of winning against the United States.
They haven't got a chance, and I don't think that with all of the dirty little tricks that the Japanese, the present government, that's the reason that they changed cabinets over so much. The ones that they had wouldn't stand the pushing that. That's the reason they laid down and fell out. Well, this fellow they got over there now, they a thing rubbing a mouthpiece for Hitler. That's where all that trouble's coming from.
Yeah, they ain't ought to fight Japan like you fight anybody else. You know, if I'm going to fight a gentleman, I give him a gentleman a break. But when I know I got to fight a bastard like one of those Japs, I start laying for him just as soon as I know I got to fight him. I start watching every minute, and that's what they ought to have done in this case.
Yeah, I think you kind of let it slip up on him just a little bit.
Well, one of those congressmen asked a question yesterday. He says, "Where was our patrol forces over in Honolulu?" And these places. Seems to me that they must have been caught off guard there. They let them get too far in. Of course, they're making that night trip, you see, coming in by.
Well, I don't know what's going on down there. Of course, there might be planes flying around down there more or less all the time. They probably, until the bombing started, they probably didn't know what was happening until they were on top of them. And then They probably dropped a few in the vital spots and kind of gummed up the works before they just think it was kind of in a frenzy, probably.
Kind of upset. They just didn't know what steps to take right for a few hours.
Just there. Wasn't all set right there, ready to tear out, yes. They should have been, though. They should have been for the last several weeks. They knew that they should have known that Japan was going to swallow that pill if we helped it, because you had to give up everything if you hoped to gain it.